We just have to take it in a literal sense that a pause is a pause, and it means that they've stopped progressing and they will review what they've done to this point. But it doesn't take away the risk that we have, where children in schools in Donegal and indeed all across the country may find themselves with either reduced or lost SNA support. And that's still a real concern. We've sent out a release this morning, and I think the line in it that makes the most sense to me, or that resonates, is that if there isn't confidence in these reviews from the likes of the NCSE themselves, and obviously because they paused and they're looking to re-review, then our SNAs can't have confidence in them either. And the lack of clarity that we have at the moment has only served to exasperate tensions and put us in the situation that we're in. Our position is very clear. We believe that children of any additional needs need to be assured that they have the support that they require, not only to participate in education, but to excel in education and to reach their full potential. And that would mean children that don't have primary physical care needs, children with secondary needs, maybe emotional regulation issues or a variety of other things, including autism. They all need to be assured that they will have the required supports in their schools.
One of the things that's been spoken about is that no SNA would lose their job as a result of this review. Now, it may be one thing to say, well, we'll get some SNAs in areas of Dublin and we can, you know, we'll move them from a school in one part of Dublin perhaps to another school in Dublin that can be easily reachable by bus or Lewis or whatever, potentially. That's not going to be the case if you're dropping an SNA in rural Donegal. You can't just say to them, oh, that's grand, we're going to transfer you to another school, which could conceivably be an hour away.
Absolutely, and that's the issue on this, is that in the manner in which it's being done, when you don't have access to all the information required, you cannot take assurances from those type of statements, albeit they may be factually correct. So there may be an overall increase of SNAs, and it may be a case that no SNA will lose their job because there will be surplus posts in the system. But what does that actually mean in terms of for the SNA themselves and for the children that they care for? Does that mean an SNA is going to be deployed a vast distance in obviously regions like Donegal, where we know that there can be significant commutes between locations? And does that mean that a child in those locations is going to be with reduced or lost SNA support? And how will they be supported? How can they be guaranteed that they will get what they need to excel and thrive in the education environment?
And finally and briefly, Shane, in terms of Forces contact with government and with the Department of Education, has any minister or official, either officially or unofficially, indicated to Forces what's happening during this pause? Because they haven't actually told us if the review is being reviewed, what sort of criteria they're applying to any such review, and what will happen with this review once this pause has ended. I mean, if you and I are listening to music on a CD player, we press pause, the song stops. Once we press the pause button again, the exact same song starts again from the exact same point. And that, in many senses, is what, to people, a pause means. You've been given no indication, I take it, what is actually happening in the interim period.
No, and unfortunately for the children, our members and the families and the broader school community, we don't have any further information and we can't provide any greater assurance other than what's being said kind of publicly. We do know that, you know, the core issue on this, and we know this from our experience and the years of representing SNAs, is that the circular is very clearly defined in terms of how SNA support is assigned. We've long argued that needs to be broadened to take in a range of conditions that would warrant SNA support that don't currently have the luxury of having an SNA assigned on that basis. So they're like emotional regulations conditions, as we said, autism spectrum. There's a vast variety of conditions that need to be encompassed in that circular that aren't currently, if you look at it in its literal form. But we've no idea as to how that's going to happen or what the kind of change in landscape is going to be if and when this pause is to be lifted.